You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday hit out at the Congress and said the 2024 Lok Sabha elections verdict showed people have rejected propaganda and voted for performance. Replying to the debate on a motion thanking President Draupadi Murmu for her address to the joint sitting of Parliament, PM Narendra Modi said politics of misleading people has been defeated. Modi also took pot shots at the Congress for its statement that the country was bound to grow irrespective of who was in power. Those who ran the government on the autopilot mode can only make such statements, he said. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath on Wednesday announced a judicial probe into the Hathras stampede in which 121 people were killed. He said that among those killed, six were from other states, four from Haryana, and one each from Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan. The Chief Minister said retired administration and police officials will also be part of the judicial inquiry to probe the stampede. The committee will find who is responsible for the tragedy or if it was a conspiracy, the Chief Minister said. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court on Wednesday extended the judicial custody of Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal till 12 July in the money laundering case related to the now-scrapped Delhi Liquor Excise Policy 2021-22. The court also reserved its orders on the application moved by Kejriwal seeking the presence of his wife during the medical consultations being done with the special board constituted by AIIMS under the orders of the court on 22 April. The court will pronounce its orders on 6 July. The T20 World Cup winning Rohit Sharma led Indian cricket team and its support staff members will be felicitated in a private ceremony by Prime Narendra Modi on Thursday, 4 July, morning. After being stuck in the Caribbean islands for 3 days following their victory against South Africa in the final on Saturday, 29 June, the Indian cricketers and their families, the coaching staff, BCCI officials and the country's covering sports journalists will return home via a special flight arranged by the board. It's no surprise that Shabana Azmi shares a healthy equation with her husband Javed Attar's children from first wife Honey Irani, Farhan Attar and Zoya Attar. On the Invincibles Season 2, Shabana said that Farhan and Zoya are even more comfortable with her than they're with their father today. These kids were very, very young when Shabana married Javed. Then they started growing, they started becoming friends with me. And today, they feel more comfortable with me than with their father. If they're exasperated with him, then they have to come and talk to me, Shabana said.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.